Okay, good afternoon, Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to start this public hearing, and this is for fiscal year 2027 budget for Canyon County. And it will be for the county, for the County Pest Control District, and Malibu Gopher District, and for the recovery of Oregon property taxes. So thank you for coming, and the sign-up sheets are to the left on the table if you care to address the commission. I'd also suggest that if you want to see the details, they are in the packet that is on the table as you enter the hearing room. The packet also outlines, besides the budget numbers, all of the workshops that we have done to get here today, and they are numerous. And it represents a lot of hours behind where the final numbers have landed today. So we will be taking these in the order of the county budget for the pest control and the Malibu Gopher District first. And does anyone that is in attendance want to give any public input on those budgets? Okay, moving right along. Let's then, as a board, consider those and also consider the L2 forms for the Canyon County County Pest Control and the Malibu Gopher. So we'll consider the budget and the L2 forms at the same time. They kind of go together. Discussion or motion?
Any discussion, Mr. Chairman, but I'll make the motion.
Okay. Then since there's no public input and there's no discussion, let's consider a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign resolution number 26-156 for the fiscal year 2027 Canyon County budget, Canyon County pest control budget, and the Malibu Gopher District budget. The county budget is $149,416,028.70. The pest control budget is $332,614.65. And Malibu Gopher is a whopping $12,000.
Okay. Discussion or second?
No discussion, Chairman. Thank you, Commissioner Brooks. I second.
Okay. If there's no other further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Very good. So moving right along, let's consider the resolution reserving the right to recover foregone taxes for Malibu Gopher and Canyon County Pest Control.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve resolution 26157. It is reserving the right to recover foregone taxes from Malibu Gopher and Canyon County Pest Control. It's $356 for Malibu Gopher, $10,833 for Canyon County Pest Control.
Okay, discussion or a second?
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So procedurally, let's go back to the L2s and make that as a separate proposal to make a motion to approve. And this would be, again, for the Kent County Pest Control and the Malibu Gopher.
And Mr. Chairman, these do have the foregone amounts and the budgetary amounts that I've read off of both resolutions.
Correct.
So I move that we authorize you as the chairman, your signature to approve the L2 forms for Canyon County and Canyon County Pest Control and Malibu Gopher.
Okay, discussion or a second?
I second.
Okay. Been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right. So The next action item is action four, and it would be for the recovery of foregone property tax resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve resolution 26-158 for King County's fiscal year 2027 property tax foregone that we are collecting in the amount of $677,625, and our property tax levy is $67,165,219.
Okay, discussion or a second?
I second.
Okay. The motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Next action item that we're going to consider is the elected officer salaries resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve resolution number 26-159 with the enumerated salaries for each elected office.
All right. Discussion or a second?
I second.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, last action item is a employee appreciation time resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just curious. I do see our PA here. Did we get this straightened out from our discussion this morning? Yes, we did. Okay.
I hope Aaron did it. I think so.
I hope he did. So I guess for the record, we probably should have a little discussion on it. Mr. Chairman, this is what is presented here are two specific days and three other days for the employee to choose throughout the year.
Yes. Okay. So a total of five.
Total of five, but two are fixed.
And if you were an employee that you work on those days, then you would need to work with your director to comp that to a different day. Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, with that being said, I move that we approve resolution 26-160, employee appreciation time.
Okay. Discussion or a second?
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right. For the public that is watching in, the documents that are in front of us will be posted and available on the county website. And if you have any questions, I would encourage you to either check in with the PIO or call the board, and we would try to answer any questions you might have. Any other comments?
I don't have any, Chairman.
Comments?
All right. No, since it's pretty much all county staff, I just want to say thank you for your involvement in the process this year. I think it's a good process that we have going forward. I enjoy the working relationship that the board has with each and every one of you. As my favorite statement to say about this job is it is the quintessential job for not making everyone happy. I know everyone had a lot of requests and did not get everything they asked for, and I appreciate you not showing up with pitchforks and torches to run us out of here in the process. I think it's a good process. I think we get to a product where everybody can be okay with it. I mean, none of you signed up to read us the riot act, so. Generally do appreciate the process. I know it's having been here long enough and knowing what it's like in other counties, I realize how very fortunate we are as a board to work with all of you and to be able to have the hard and frank conversations that we do and still be able to get along tomorrow. So thank you.
Chairman, for once, Commissioner Brooks is out talking to me. So I appreciate what you've said, and I would echo that too. This is my eighth season sitting here. It's been a really wonderful privilege for me. I love this job, and it is, we have some of the best people working right here in Canyon County. Thank you for the support that you've provided to the board. We can't do it without building relationships and without really amazing directors in place that are the boots on the ground and run this operation day in and day out for the betterment of the citizens of Canyon County, so thank you.
And I too would thank you. We go to Idaho Association of Counties, and I walk out of there at the end of the session going, thank God, thank God, thank God. All of these people are mine, they aren't somebody else's, and I don't have those nightmares that they have. So Canyon County is really blessed, and we are in a season of really good people doing really good work. We're a public service organization. What does that mean? That means we do the best we can. We'll always have a few people that you won't be able to ever please, but we do the best that we can. We try to treat everybody the same. We try to treat them fair, and we do it most all the time with a smile on our face. Sometimes we go razzle-frazzle, but that happens from time to time. So thank you. I appreciate all of you a lot. Anything else?
Chairman, I move we adjourn.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.